This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I was lost. I was not caught. I crossed the line. I was not caught. Though many tried, I live among you, well disguised. I had to leave my life behind. I dug some graves you'll never find.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the story's told.
All hell is breaking loose. And I couldn't be happier. Victory, 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 victory. InfoWars is absolutely dominating. And the globalists are so upset. Look at these headlines. Chelsea Clinton blasts Kelly for Alex Jones interview, The Hill. Sandy Hook mom blasts Megyn Kelly for upcoming Alex Jones interview. Megyn Kelly, NBC under fire over sickening Alex Jones interview. This is totally coordinated NBC bull. This is all PR, especially out of Megyn Kelly and Chelsea Clinton, who we know they hang out with. This is incredible. Megyn Kelly lied to me and said it wasn't a hit piece, said that she wasn't going to get into these topics. And like Trump says, better watch out, there might be tapes. There's no question about there might be tapes. And I just knew I was walking into a trap because MSM doesn't get it. No matter what they do, no matter how they demonize me, they're already discredited. They have the zombies that watch them, but that's it. Everybody else then just gets reminded of the show so it grows even faster. Oh, and I love it. Chelsea, you're in the WikiLeaks talking about Haitians dying because of your foundation and how your mommy and how your daddy stole all the money, but you didn't do anything. And all the corruption and Jerry Epstein's pedophile airplane, all of it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to come back in the next segment and I'm going to lay out the whole Megyn Kelly hit piece and how they're going to edit it and what they're going to do, because I already know. I already know. But remember what happened to old Katie Couric? Remember what she did with her little gun control interview? Remember that? Where she'd ask him questions and then cut to them looking like they couldn't answer it, or them taking a break or scratching their heads. It's amazing. And you talk about these criminal dynasties like the Clintons. And then they want to come out and demonize me because I question known liars. I question everything MSM says. These people are a joke. So that's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. It's simply amazing to see them. And, of course, Megyn Kelly interviewed me for 4 hours. She had a crew here from 9:30 in the morning till 10:45 at night, interviewing me at some house they rented and a barbecue place they rented out and here at my office, so they could edit it down to 11 minutes. And then I saw their promo piece. I know it's edited questions together. I'm not saying it's Katie Couric level, at least till I see the broadcast, but they even lit me from one side, villain lighting. Villain lighting. Why did they just put a flashlight under my chin? Oh, look, she gets normal lighting. I get villain lighting. Isn't that just sweet? Isn't that just cute? Isn't that just nice? And it goes on and on and on. And her on the phone going, it's not a hit piece. I'm obsessed with you. I want to get a steak with you. I want to get dessert. And I said, Megyn, I know you're a lawyer and a hit operative, and you're coming in here to do a hit piece off known talking points. It's going to be Sandy Hook, Pizzagate, blah, blah, blah. She says, no, no, I might let you clarify those, but that's not what it's about. And then she'd ask me each of those things 5 times so she could try to get some answer she could stitch together. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then they have Chelsea come out and the Democrats come out and criticize it so that it gets more hype to try to prop up her flagging show, because Putin ran over, because Putin only gave her a 15-minute interview so that she couldn't sit there and edit it together. So see, she needs this big win. And then Chelsea of the Criminal Clinton Foundation weighs in. Oh, don't give this guy attention. Oh, like I need attention on your stupid network. Unbelievable. Incredible. Absolutely ridiculous. And as usual, they've walked right into our trap.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We're called InfoWars because there's a war on for your mind. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're expanding InfoWars Nightly News and soon a whole bunch of new syndicated radio/TV transmissions. Infowars.com is the website because there's a war on for your mind. Here's the big picture. The United States is in a civil war against multinational corporations that have hijacked our federal government and many of our local and state governments, who are now in a battle against President Trump, the American people, some state legislatures, cities, and individuals for the future of this country. We have been conquered. We have been taken over. Just like 200 years ago, China was taken over by the colonial powers. Globalism is a full-spectrum dominance takeover of every nation-state on the planet. It uses poverty and debt to control populations. President Trump is trying to deliver prosperity and trying to return to nation-state systems that give us security and sovereignty. He has delivered massively on the economy. He has delivered massively on security. He has delivered just amazingly when it comes to devastating political correctness and making it okay for people to speak up and have free speech and say no to the bullies. Because of that, the establishment that got caught lying during the election, that got caught putting out fake polls, that got caught trying to rig the debates, they have egg on their face. Instead of learning from their mistakes and just joining the Republic, they have doubled down and they have decided to intensify the lies, the corruption, and the deception. That's why Comey asked for a private meeting with Trump at Trump Tower. He gives it to me. Then Comey comes out and says it's outrageous they ever had a private meeting. That's why Comey says in two hearings, I was never asked to stop the Russia investigation. The media says that Comey never said that, even though we played the video clips yesterday. And I'm going to play them again today and then show you articles where they say, I'm a liar, Trump's a liar, Donald Trump Jr.'s a liar, Jack Posobiec's a liar, everybody else is a liar. It's incredible. So it is a war on for your mind. They believe they can push so much hype that you believe Hillary Clinton's invincible and is really the president. They believe they can push so much hype that you believe you didn't really vote for Trump. The Russians did. Oh, my gosh, Trump may have some bots. What about the globalists? What about Facebook? What about Google? What about all the major infrastructure against President Trump throwing everything he can, everything they can against Trump? None of that's ever discussed. It's all one giant lie. And so it's a question of prosperity returning, common sense returning, true unity returning, or believing the globalist propaganda that's not even leftist. It's just weaponized media, pure deception, making the general public feel like they're being harmed, they're being abused, they're being screwed over, they're being cheated, they're being treated, you know, horribly by a racist versus the reality of what's happened. It's total and complete mind control. And it's total and complete deception. And it's nasty, and it's vicious, and it's hateful, and it is calling for violence and death and destruction all over the United States this weekend. Communists and radical Muslims dressed up in garb, in hammers and sickles and red crescents and body armor and helmets, went out and threw urine and feces on men, women, and children. They beat them with billy clubs. They attacked them. They savaged them. And the state police in Austin, Texas, at the Capitol would simply push people off of them when they would attack my reporters and families and press. We have hours and hours of footage on InfoWars.com of the most vile, hateful, vicious people attacking multiracial crowds of American flag-waving patriots. And you look into the eyes of the most dumbed-down, most brainwashed, most servile, most helpless people you've ever seen, and it makes your head spin. And I would look into the eyes of the people on these videos screaming hateful things and hitting and attacking people and flipping the bird, and they looked like people you've seen in documentaries where they show state hospitals, mental wards. Crazed eyes, confused, hair sticking out, stumbling around like zombies, with their shields, with their billy clubs, attacking, and then not even getting in trouble when they assaulted police officers. It's amazing. I simply went and protested the fact that they were keeping the public out of the JFK Memorial on the 40th anniversary a few years ago. And the Democrat-controlled sheriff's department had the sheriff's department viciously attack men, women, and children with billy clubs and run over us on video. And we didn't fight back. And where was the media saying that was wrong to do that to us? Because we were simply there for free speech, standing up. No, no. When the anti-fascists are beating and attacking people funded by George Soros with the communists and with the Muslims together, they would scream, stop stopping my free speech, as they hit people with their clubs. And where is the scandal? There is no scandal. Because MSM is pushing kill Trump, kill Trump, kill Trump, kill his family, cut his head off everywhere. and dehumanizing those of us that are standing up for the country and cherry-picking and picking and choosing things we've said and taking it out of context to then further demonize us to the public in an attempt to shut us up and bully us into submission and bully everyone else into submission. This is a form of warfare. And then enter Megyn Kelly. That I'm going to talk about at the bottom of the hour. Coming to town, saying she's not doing a hit piece, pouring it on. It was completely fake, and I knew it was fake, and I thought it was intriguing to see how bad this hit piece would be and to just go into this lion's den. But I never thought they'd light my head from the side in classic villain lighting and shoot it up at my neck from beneath like you do a flashlight to scare kids. I mean, it was next level deception. And the good news is there might be tapes. Because I watched the promo. It's already highly edited to distort what I said. And if she wants to go down the Katie Couric route, that's her issue. And I don't care if they cancel the piece either. I wanted to just experience it and see Megyn Kelly, the fembot of Dr. Evil for myself. And Chelsea Clinton blast Kelly for Alex Jones' interview. Give me a break. You two are two peas in a pod. Talk about an arch criminal, Chelsea Clinton, in the WikiLeaks, knowing they're killing Haitians, giving them cholera-filled feces water. And thousands of them dying and stealing 97% of the money. And you admit you know it's criminal. And then you shake your finger at me because I'm a horrible liar talking about your mother and Jerry Epstein and Bill Clinton and Podesta and the emails and all the real stuff and Wiener and the convicted sex criminal. And so the media diverts off onto a pizza place. I'm the first person to say it's a diversion when we were reporting on other people's reports. You try to turn it around like I'm the progenitor of the Pizzagate thing. That's one pizza place and imply no pedophiles exist or that your father isn't up to his eyeballs, at least your stepfather. And we know Webster Hubbell's your daddy in all of the child molestation, and your mother represents all these pedophiles and child rapists when she was first a lawyer and made jokes about it. I mean, I love the fact you took the bait, sweetheart. I know who you are. Your mother, she came, she saw. He died. Libya failed. Hundreds of thousands died. Syria, your ally with radical Islam. We know, sweetheart. I want to be attacked by NBC. I want NBC to twist. I want them to lie because they're the enemy. And that lets everybody know who the enemy is. I don't want the cowardly viewers that normally watch NBC. I want as a signal to everyone that we're not afraid of you and we're going to stand against you and we're going to expose you. But I don't care whether they are the stupid piece or not. As if I need to be on Megyn Kelly's show when it doesn't even have good ratings. 6-7 million viewers. Whoop-de-doo, lady. We have videos every week that get 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 million views. Paul Watson has them constantly. I've made films that have been downloaded over 100 million times. Just one film. Dumb. Obama deception has been seen more than 50 million times just on two YouTube channels alone. You think I need you? You think you make me arrive? Oh, cancel him. Don't show it. It's so horrible. That's all to get people to tune in, that there's a controversy, just like with the Passion of the Christ. Oh, don't go see it. Don't go watch it. And then it makes it the biggest grossing film in history. Megyn Kelly criticized for booking conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. She knows she needs us for the ratings. She needs my fame, the fame of liberty, your fame. They know we're the operating system of Trump. They know we're the reboot of 1776. They know you are the light in the dark of the night, and they don't like you. And so they want to make you think we're losing and we're failing, just like they want to make you think Trump is losing and failing. It's all a bunch of hype. trillions in the stock market, hundreds of billions in new jobs, confidence way up, securing the border, all these great positive things happening with a bunch of whining little idiots running around bitching and complaining. It's a joke. We'll be back, though, with what Ivanka Trump had to say.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tiffany Jenks.
Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order. Remember her. The Oregon police. Remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Murdered. Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Message, and I'm going to get into it more, to Megyn Kelly, Chelsea Clinton, and all these other sea hags of the New World Order. I'm not trying to get out of this alive, dumbasses. I'm not trying to get out of this a winner in your system. I'm here to bring you down. I'm here to make you pay for the wars and the lies and the corruption and the Clinton Foundation and all of it. That's why you keep missing the main calculation. I am a precision-guided heavy munition coming in on top of you. I'm here to stand up for the innocents. I don't like you. I don't like you getting away with what you do. You make me sick. So I hit the barbed wire, and everybody else comes in over me. Have you seen what we've done, how talk radio now sounds just like me? Have you seen how the president sounds just like me? Have you seen how Stephen Bannon sounds just like me? Have you seen how the whole paradigm globally shifting and you can't hold it back? You can destroy leaders, you can destroy me, but you can't stop the signal of Americana. And all I did was bring back Americana Renaissance 2.0. Selling that freedom, prosperity, technological development, honor, justice, family, God, will, strength, compassion, kinship, friendship, duty to your globalism, a bunch of vampires that hate each other, screwing everyone over, trying to be the top yertle the turtle on your power trips. My ego isn't big. My vision of humanity is big. My ego is in humanity. My ego is in the genetics. My ego is in my ancestors, my family, my children, and my future progeny and yours together. I love humanity because I'm so selfish. I believe in it because I know it's me and it's you and us together. It sounds completely selfless. It's totally selfish. And you have no idea because you don't know God. I'm protected, fools. I'm talking to the evil ones. I will be around until God wants me gone. And then no matter what happens, I know it's God's plan. So no matter what you do to me, I rejoice in it. Even though my flesh doesn't like it, my soul, my spirit loves it. I'm so alive, it's unbelievable. My discernment is so deep and piercing now, I can't even stand it. And I look at you, you fallen monsters, and I realize what jokes you are. And I thank God every millisecond at my cellular level that I am not with you and your damned to hell system. Praise God for that. Should I get to my message? I'm kind of doing it now, but I'm going to come back and really focus and do it because it's important. Because it's not this interview and it's not Megyn Kelly. This is their big gamble. This is their big take Alex Jones down. This is pathetic. The only way I could fail was not doing it and letting them rig it and letting them interview me for 4 hours to edit it together and then be able to show people what was really said. Walking right into a trap. Even told them they were. But they think they're winners. They think they're invincible. They think as they hoard more money or can like try to put me down in the mud that they have a victory. While they're busy shoving me down in the mud, everybody's overrunning them. And I'm making it safe for everybody else to speak out just like Trump's doing on a much bigger scale. And that's why they hate him and why they sell the hoax he's falling and why they sell the hoax that he's a criminal and why they sell the hoax. And they got the former lawyers that went after Enron, you know, in there. Trump's on an island all alone. You don't want to be with him. Be with the mainstream media. Then you'll be with the winning team. Even though the mainstream media wants you to lose, wants you poor, wants you under their control, represent the criminals, even though Trump actually wants to empower you and cut your taxes and bring the jobs back. No, no, no. You're a failure if you're with Trump. Be a winner. Join MSM. It is a total and complete test. It is a total and complete system to see if they can break your will and then make you believe that you're joining the winning team by going against Trump. It's all a giant test. But it doesn't matter because if you look at things as they go in waves, We're destroying them in this wave. It's the next wave that will completely annihilate the enemy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
But some of us are to be destroyed
Jones
this way.
And the GCN
and
Radio
what an
Network.
Honor. What an honor.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live again. Thank you so much for joining us. I wouldn't normally even get into this, but it's important to do. Because it deals with the different ways that they're basically brainwashing the people so that it's an educational format to understand how the control works. That's why I spent like an hour of the two-hour broadcast yesterday just on the New York Times and Daily Beast articles that said Comey never said that Trump did not ask him to stop the Russia investigation. And they said that I'm a liar, Jack Posobiec's a liar, we're all liars. And then they said, here's the fake text they tweeted, and it's word for word the hearing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is next level lies. Now, let's stop there. At the start of the next hour, in case you missed that, I'm going to play the hearing last Thursday on the 8th. And I'm going to play the hearing from the 3rd of May where he says it twice. And then I'm going to show you the news articles again for radio listeners. I'll give you the headlines where you can read where they said it never happened. But you don't have to believe me or wait till next hour. Just type in Comey. Trump never ordered me to end Russia investigation. You'll get hundreds of mainstream news articles from the Associated Press to the London Independent. This is a fact. Just like they now say, there's nothing in the WikiLeaks about pedophilia. It's full of it. Then they use corrections about a pizza place not being involved to say pedophilia never existed. The Catholic Church isn't involved. None of it's happening. Nothing happened at Boys Town. Nothing happened at Penn State. They didn't just indict the former head of the school for covering it up. Yes, they did. They didn't just indict Sandusky's son. Yes, they did. And that's why they're so desperate. The UN, we were there last year in Haiti. Michael Zimmerman, Joe Biggs, you name it. They were there, flew with Gary Haven, landed on grass runways, and documented the UN kidnapping men, women, and children, and talked to locals, and talked to senators. And then what came out 6 months later in an Associated Press two-year investigation, but it got no coverage. Thousands of children sex trafficked, hundreds killed, and guess who was involved as usual? The Clinton Foundation. You're watching us on TV, there's drone footage and on the ground. We did multiple missions to Haiti. I want to get Gary Haven back in studio because he's the guy that spearheaded it and said it was going on. We got the senator interviews, all of it saying it's incredible. They kept 97% of the money. Did the media attack this story? No. And that's what Megyn Kelly did. So here's the Megyn Kelly story. First off, let's go ahead and play the NBC 1.5-minute promo that they're sending all over the internet right now for this next Sunday, Father's Day piece. And within minutes of this going out, they had the classic PR firms already ready. I saw this last night when Kelly's tweet had zero retweets. Daria Karpova was already up here at night still working at the show, and she sent it to me instantly when it had zero retweets, and I was the first person to even retweet it. And as soon as I looked at it, I thought, oh my gosh, they lit my face from the side and under like you light somebody for a Halloween piece, for a horror movie. And then I thought back over all the different things they did, just all the deception, all the lies, all of it. It's just incredible. And then within minutes, they run around and say, oh my gosh, boycott it, don't air it, he's the worst person on earth. This is all a PR campaign. It is just massive. So they make it, the ultimate evil's going to air. Don't tune in, don't listen, knowing that means everybody goes to her failed show, which has horrible ratings. And it's all a reboot. I'm supposed to reboot Megyn Kelly and reboot Chelsea Clinton, who's running around complaining, and all of this. So I'll just say it. You're right, Chelsea. Your dad didn't fly around 20-plus times on the pedophile Lolita Express. Of course he did. And your mother didn't represent pedophiles and child rapists and make jokes about it later, who raped little girls so hard their insides came out of them. Of course she did. And your family didn't fund the Arab Spring and the radical Muslims taking over in 9 different countries and killing over 1 million people, 200,000+ alone just in Syria. Oh, but she did. And they weren't involved in all these other crimes and the Clinton White House tripling the sanctions that Bush Sr. had on them, and that those were bad enough, to go from a couple 100,000 kids dying over a few years to 500,000 children dying. And then your Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, went on 60 Minutes and NBC, CBS and NBC, and said it's a good price to pay in the Gulf, 500,000 dead kids. No, you did all of that. And you did more than that. And you look at me, who's never killed anybody. You come after me. And the entire interview was unbelievable. It went on and on and on and on and on and on. Asking the same questions on Pizzagate, Sandy Hook, Chobani Yogurt, the bombing in Manchester. And when they didn't get the answer they wanted, they'd throw it out again and again. And then she'd just sit there out of the blue and just say a gotcha question. It wasn't even I knew a response to anything I said. They just had notes she was going off of how they were going to edit this together. And she'd ask it over and over again. And some would say, why'd you do the interview then? Well, I turned most of them down because I knew in my gut this was going to blow up in their face. And I knew in my gut I wanted to see evil. I wanted to see sociopathic behavior. I wanted to see the fembot. I wanted to witness it for myself and watch the producer fawn a little sweet southern belly. I promise it's not going to be mean. It's a nice profile. You're famous now. And I'd say, no, it's not. It's going to be a hit piece off the talking points, my little darling. And then they got here and I said, okay, you got your big investigative report of the fake news king, you know, here. And this is how you're going to do it. And the first thing is, oh, look, it's all about money. And then the next thing, it's about this. And the next thing, it's about that. And it was exactly what I thought it would be to a T. Think about that. And the PR and the push and all of it is just wild. Absolutely wild. So let's go ahead and let's go to this clip. Preview, Megyn Kelly interviews Alex Jones. And again, this is about getting me up there, making me look bad, making it look like I'm a failure, making it look like you don't want to be associated with it. So under peer pressure, you run back to carbon taxes, you run back to a stagnant economy, you run back to open borders, you run back to George Soros and Muslim groups beating people up nationwide yesterday, stopping their anti-Sharia law protests, and everybody's saying kill Trump, and everybody's saying, you know, don't wear American flags in public schools, and don't hand out Christmas cards, and pull down those crosses, and let's teach your kids how to have abortions, and let's teach your 3-year-olds, you know, how to be a tranny at the public schools. Well, just let us run your lives, or we're going to bully the hell out of you. You know what? I love it. Bully me. Edit me. Attack me. Because all you do is let everybody know you're the enemy. And put the light underneath my face. I saw that when they came over, and I thought, oh my gosh, they're lighting me from underneath. Wow, this is going to be a hit piece. This is going to be the mother of hit pieces. But, I mean, they put horns on Trump everywhere. It's the same thing. It's ridiculous. And even if they destroy me down the road or Trump, it doesn't matter because nationalism is out. Globalism is being exposed. The tide, like Peter Thiel said, of globalism is going out. People know it's authoritarian. They know it's unelected. And then they released new photos yesterday of Alex Soros at a spirit cooking event, at another event with bodies on stretchers, you know, and Satanist crap. And it's just like, there's no end to these people. There's no end to this plague of weirdos. It's all just a bunch of wannabe trendies out there wanting to dominate. It's a bunch of weird power-tripping betas that want to just absolutely run over everyone. who want to dominate prosperity, dominate Christians. It's sickening. Drudge has it. Soros' seed sprouts. New York Times stands by Trump assassination play. Time Warner still funding CNN host. Hale's masterpiece. Yeah, where you stab Trump to death. Because, I mean, the Washington Post had an article out today saying, yeah, don't expect us to tell the truth, Trump. You're evil. We're going to lie about you. It's the same thing. Oh, Megyn Kelly, tell me you're not doing a hit piece. Promise me you're not.
Even after dressed to look just.
Promise me that you're not going to do all those things. Again, and then come and lie about all of it because it's supposedly okay to have a mob of people like Julius Caesar in Shakespeare's play attacking the president and stabbing him to death in a big simulated killing, but that's okay because you're the people pushing your revolution. You're the people that had hijacked America. You're the people that were sexualizing young children in the public schools. You had dominated. You had taken the nation over. It was yours. And then we struggled back through your propaganda, through your lies, through your deception and said, no, we're not going to let you sexualize children. We're not going to let you have totally open borders. We're not going to let you bring in radical jihadis. We're not going to let you sit there and back ISIS killing Christians all over the world. We're not going to let you bankrupt the country. And they said, you better believe you're going to fail. We're going to bully you. We're going to attack you. We're going to simulate murdering you everywhere. And we're going to demonize you. And we're going to have the press come to your family court hearings and lie about you and openly try to take your, you know, the children away from you. And we're going to infiltrate your office and we're going to infiltrate your employees and we're going to have them go out and say horrible things about you. And we're good. I know you're scum. I know you're criminals. I know you're trash. I know you're filth. I expect it. Keep the bullying. Hit me with more. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Go ahead. Kill Trump. See how far that gets you. I've studied history, but I can intellectually see it and I can spiritually feel it. You're failing, you're flailing, you're committing political suicide because you're a bunch of disgusting, power-tripping, demonic, worldly garbage. And you're going to fail. Yeah, let's play that clip before I play Megyn Kelly, of a clip of the play where they murder. Where they murder President Trump. Just like Kathy Griffin, you know, simulating the murder of the president. The idea is murder him, murder anybody that supports him. This is a group of ravenous, hateful demons who then turn around and say that we're hateful. And they're trying to target the sheep. They're trying to target the weak-minded. They're trying to target them so they get scared and say, well, I better not speak up for what I believe in. I better roll over to this. I better go along with it. Because we're taking the country back and the scum is afraid. Here it is.
It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage. Look as his character is stabbed to death. And there's no mistaking the Trump connection. Check out the unbuttoned overcoat and red tie that hangs over his waist. It's a staging of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar that is outraging many.
Yeah, and it's done with American flags and Bush slash Trump, you know, up there presidential looking, and this is happening. But let's go to the Megyn Kelly piece because I've been mentioning it. Again, edited with light from the side and under me. Have you ever seen them interview anybody on national news with lights from below like you do with a flashlight to scare your kids? I mean, that's the level. This is what I look like. This is just normal lighting. If you're watching me right now on television. And then this is what I looked like a week ago. Here it is. Is authoritarianism knows humanity's awakening and it's moving against humanity on a planetary scale. The great global battle for the future of our species is being fought right now.
They call you the most paranoid man in America. Is that true?
Absolutely not. A paranoid person will be hiding out in their house, not venturing out in public. I go out there on the street and battle Black Lives Matter, the communists, point-blank range.
We talked controversies and conspiracies. 9/11.
Now, 9/11 was an inside job. But when I say inside job, it means criminal elements in our government working with Saudi Arabia and others wanted to frame Iraq for it. Just a fact.
Sandy Hook.
Well, Sandy Hook's complex because I've had debates where we've devil's advocate said the whole story's true, and then I've had debates where I've said that none of it's true.
When you say parents faked their children's death, People get very angry.
Yeah, well, that's all I know. But they don't get angry about the half million dead Iraqis from the sanctions, or they don't get angry about all the illegals.
That's a dodge.
No, it was not a dodge. The media never covers all the evil wars it's promoted, all the
big
things.
That doesn't excuse what you did and said about Newtown.
Here's the difference. I looked at all the angles of Newtown, and I made my statements long before the media even picked up on it. We didn't get any of the really important stuff.
What do you mean? We talk about all the important stuff.
Well, here's the big one they always make fun of me. You probably want to throw this in here. 30 years ago, they began creating animal-human hybrids. Isn't that the big story Megyn Kelly should be doing?
Now, anybody can search engine animal-human hybrids gestating on U.S. farms, and you'll get MIT just last year. Thousands of peer-reviewed journals, reports, they don't roll them out, they don't show them to you, because it's a no-man's land. Animals have rights, humans have rights, the hybrids have no rights. There it is, MIT Technology Review. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. That's January 6, 2016, a radical new approach. No, it's 30 years old at least. That's BBC. But again, the same deal. Next they'll say, oh, he wants to hurt animals. That would be the response, literally. I'm exposing it. I'm exposing Muslims blowing up Manchester. She said, why do you blame the Manchester victims? I said, I blame the liberals that brought them in to bomb them. And why do the Muslims keep targeting liberals that are bringing them in? Yes, that's the big enchilada. That's the big elephant.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
The Alex Jones Show. Dr. Corsi is joining us the next hour. Ton of other news. I'm going to open the phones up. Infowars.com is the news site. It's an act of rebellion and resistance to the globalist. Just spread that link to everybody you know every day. at the grocery store, at the bank teller, to your friends, your neighbors, your family, calling to talk radio, C-SPAN, Infowars.com. It is an act of resistance. But Megyn Kelly's ratings are sinking. Her ratings were sinking at Fox. She destroyed herself going after Trump. And so they think having Mr. Controversy on, because I get top ratings anytime I'm on national TV, they think that will boost her. Piers Morgan's highest ratings ever were when I was on. But even Megan told me privately, or she thought privately, that, oh, I destroyed him. Because after I was on his program, his ratings started dropping every day consecutively. Because we just call these folks out. And so Megyn Kelly's playing with fire, obviously. And nothing can save her show. Nothing can save mainstream media. Mainstream media has abysmally low ratings. They've gone up a little bit attacking Trump because it makes media interesting again. But compared to 10 years ago, they're a shadow of the former self. You know, I went into the Gorgon's lair. I went into Medusa's palace. And I engaged her on her terms. I let her be here from 9:30 in the morning. She got here at noon, but her crew at 9:30 until almost 11 at night. I let her have her way. Because I knew it'd be rigged. I knew she was lying to me. I knew she was deceiving. I knew it was a giant hit piece. But they wanted me to go happily along with it and say nothing before it aired. I'm not going to do that. But understand, I win by going into the Gorgon's pit. And I survived. I survived going into that lair. And that's what it's all about. In fact, she hid over there in the dark. She hid over there in the dark when she first got here, slithering in like the Gorgon. Let's play some of that with audio of her coming into the studio last week. Your radio listener, this is Megyn Kelly entering the studio. I dare not look directly at her. I looked at her on monitors on the wall with cameras aimed at her. And she had her arrows, and she tried like she could to take me out. She's a keen, keen bow woman. Ooh, that doesn't feel good. Cold as ice. A titan against a titan. But see, to get to the globalist, I've got to get the Gorgon's head, and then I can turn to the titan. Soros and look into the Gorgon's eyes. Look into it yourself. Ah, I face the Gorgon. Megyn Kelly in studio. It is true. When she was in studio, she was like back there in the dark. Well, we know how it all ends, ladies and gentlemen. But alas, that's part two coming up. Now, before I go any further, just briefly, we're listener-supported. We're under major globalist attack. We make it easy to support us. We have very high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, which the enemy hates that we're self-funded so they can't take our sponsors. We have 33% off the Made in America organic, high-quality, fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and, of course, colloidal silver. 33% off InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto ship an additional 10% off. Then, we have the BioTrue from mustard seed, pure selenium, and we have Survival Shield X2. The two go together with a 4.9 review. Nobody's got a 4.9 review on those combo pack. 25% off. That's the new special this week. The toothpaste special is going to have to end today. So get your Super Blue at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get 25% off on auto ship with Enrich Essentials, like the shampoo, the sunscreen. It's all organic, made
in
America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since